Riley here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, December 17th, 2020. Stand up for your country. All right, 7 days to Christmas Eve. And at the end of this program, I am going to tell you the 5 best Christmas songs ever. According to me, of course. You may have a dissenting opinion, but I'm going to list them. And we'll play a little of those songs for you. Not a lot, but, you know, give you a little sample. And that'll be fun at the end of the program. But first, the lead story tonight stars Hunter Biden. This is fascinating. All right, so the right, conservatives, have convicted Mr. Biden of all kinds of international crimes because he enriched himself with the help of his father in Ukraine, China, and perhaps Russia. The Russia mayor's wife, Moscow mayor's wife, gave him some money. And I don't know what he did or what he didn't do. I'd like to see the report from the FBI who's investigating him. I'll never see the IRS report, but I understand those two federal agencies are looking at Hunter Biden because he derived between $10 and $20 million from overseas concerns. Now, did he break the law? I don't know. All right. But certainly this is a big story. And the problem I have is that I have no confidence the FBI or IRS will really investigate Hunter Biden. And you know me, I'm a traditional guy with a lot of respect for the FBI in particular. So my upcoming book, Killing the Mob, we deal with the FBI. And I got to tell you, inside that book, the FBI did some pretty bad things, but they cleaned it up and they protect us from the jihadists. They definitely do that. But do I have confidence the FBI is pedal to the metal on Hunter Biden? No. Same thing with the IRS. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But anyway, as it stands now, Hunter Biden's convicted in the court of conservative opinion. He did it. He's guilty. And his father helped him do it. All right, so that's where we are there. Now, the mass of Americans don't even know what the deuce is going on because the corrupt corporate press covered it up. And they're not going to investigate it. Now, there are a few conservative news organizations looking at it. Maybe they'll come up with something. I don't know. I'd like to know because his father is the president or will be. So Joe Biden and his crew, which about 80% Obama people, as I told you it would be, they say if you are interested in coming to the inauguration on January 20th, that for $1 million, we'll give you a big show, but you got to pony up $1 million. All right. So it's a VIP package to organizations. Now, President Trump did the same thing. President Trump's inauguration committee raised $107 million. A lot of jack. But Joe Biden's a little bit different because he's banning some people from the VIP packages, even if they would pony up the million. So here's who he's banning. Fossil fuel companies. You can't go. Okay. Registered lobbyists. I don't know how many are there. But and foreign agents. So I guess Hunter's not allowed to attend his father's inauguration because Hunter had to register as a foreign agent because he was doing business in Ukraine with Burisma. So I guess Hunter can't go to the inauguration. I feel kind of bad for Hunter. Now, Hunter would have gone for free, but now he can't go. But he will go. All right. So for $1 million, in case you're thinking about it, you get a little listing in the committee program. You get an invitation to virtual events with Biden and Harris. You get virtual signed photos. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? I sign all my photos, hand sign them, and then I send them to you. What's a virtual? I don't know. You get preferred viewing for the inauguration. I guess that's a good seat. Someplace, 4 VIP tickets for a future in-person event at an undetermined date, and a virtual concert during Inauguration Week. I don't know. I think the whole thing retails for about $98.50, short of $1 million.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
There's a growing movement here in New York of these far-left loons to purge any kind of American traditional activity. Who's a leader of that in New York and on the West Coast? Well, how about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? There she is. So a guy named Jeremy Scahill of the far, far, far left Intercept interviewed Congresswoman Cortez recently, yesterday. Roll the tape.
Isn't this grounds, though, to take a stand and say, no, I'm sorry, Nancy Pelosi should not be the speaker and Chuck Schumer should not be the leader?
Well, you know, I do think that we need new leadership in the Democratic Party. I think one of the things that I have struggled with, I think that a lot of people struggle with, is the internal dynamics of the House has made it such that there's very little option for succession, if you will.
And there's more. There's more. Then she said, quote, put it up on the screen, "So I need my colleagues to understand that we are not the enemy and that their base is not the enemy." She's talking to the Democratic Party. "That the movement for Black lives is not the enemy, that Medicare for all is not the enemy, that this isn't even just about winning an argument. It's that if they, Democratic Party, keep going after the wrong thing, I mean, they're just setting up their own obsolescence," unquote. So this is the leader of the Purge America movement in New York, the Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, who will run against Charles Schumer for the Senate. What do you see? Okay, what do you see that? Now, if you listen to the Congresswoman, and she's a Boston University grad, as I am, sounds like she's right out of the movie Clueless. I guess, right? Yeah, I'm mocking her. Because I don't believe this woman knows much at all. I believe if I debated the Congresswoman, that she would be a puddle after 3 minutes, because I would basically give her a quiz on America, on a little history, see what she knows. I don't believe she knows anything. But she is a hardcore socialist / communist. She's the one that got Amazon out of Queens. And Amazon was going to hire 10,000 people, 15,000 regular folks. In Queens, Ocasio-Cortez terrorized the company, and I said, we don't think we're going there. Nice, huh? So, take this seriously. These are loons, but take it seriously.
Another quick break, and I'll be right back.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
This day in history, 45 years ago, December 17th, 1975, Squeaky Fromm, remember her? Sentenced to life in prison for trying to assassinate President Gerald R. Ford. Fromm was a member of the Manson family. All right, so I'm not going to get into the Manson family, but they were as bad as it gets. Murderers, killers. So Fromm tries to kill Gerald Ford, tries to assassinate him. Secret Service stops it. She gets life in prison. And that sentence came down today, 45 years ago. She's out. All right, she's out. She got paroled after 34 years on August 14th, 2009. All right, she is now 72 and living in New York State with an ex-con. Interestingly enough, there was another assassination attempt made on Gerald Ford by Sarah Jane Moore, another kook, and she got life in prison too. She's also out. All right, she served 32 years. So Ford, he was lucky. All right, thanks for watching the No Spin News tonight, and we will see you soon.